Mr. President, courage is an inner resolution to go forward despite obstacles. Cowardice is submissive surrender to circumstances. Courage breeds creativity. Cowardice represses fear and is mastered by it. Cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic or wise? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And there comes a time when we must take a position that is neither safe, nor politic or wise, nor popular, but one must take it because it is right. Mr. President, those are the words of a well-known Republican, actually, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Mr. President, even when I wholeheartedly support an issue, as I do here, I do not and cannot favor the use of the previous question. Although it is permitted under our rules, the previous question should be used when a senator abuses the legislative process and leaves no other reasonable option for the body. However, an indiscriminate practice of filibustering by members of both parties on a regular basis makes the previous question all the more likely to occur. Both, Mr. President, do equal damage to the reputation of the Senate as a deliberative body capable of resolving issues and problems in our state. It has been said by some outside the building that a vote on this PQ, should we choose to do that tonight, is a vote on right to work. That is simply not true. As the former senator from Lawrence County once pointed out, it is not our names on the front of these desks, and these are not our seats. We are here to represent the people. The members of the House may represent the people's heart with all of its energy and its passion, but the members of the Senate are the voice. And sometimes those voices take some time to speak their piece. Each vote that I cast today or in the coming days of the remaining part of the session will represent my conscience and my judgment. Afterward, we must determine whether it will be time to be silent or to speak, a time to tear down or a time to build, to tear or mend. Consider the words of former Missouri Lieutenant Governor McKinley that were printed in the Senate Journal in 1889. Give to all measures presented an unbiased and unprejudiced, a deliberate consideration, and then register a vote which represents your conscience and your judgment, and all will be well. For if we act on this principle at all times and in all places, though we may make mistakes, representative government will remain as lasting and as stable as the eternal hills. Or consider the words of Senator Truman Wilson. Expediency sometimes seems to be the rule of the day. Let's get anything done that we can get done, regardless of the rules or regardless of whatever the situation is. We've got to have it done. But we aren't considering a precedent that we establish when we do those things. The state has not suffered nor shut down because something didn't pass as a result of a shortage of time or whatever the circumstances were. But the impact and the imprint that it can have on future legislative sessions can be tremendous. Once there's a little crack in the seam and once the traditions are changed, that's when erosion begins. If that's not enough, perhaps the words of King Solomon. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to be silent and a time to speak. Mr. President, we should do the right thing the right way, at the right time for the right reason. Every vote that we take is important, and we will likely be taking several important votes this evening and the rest of this week. However, the most important decisions we make may very well come after those votes are finished. After the votes are tallied, two questions will still remain. What type of senator do I want to be? And in what type of Senate do I want to serve? Will it be a Senate that abides by the golden rule, reflected in our written and unwritten rules? Or will it be a Senate of Old Testament rules, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, one of mutually assured destruction? Under the rules, every senator is presumed the equal of every other. At least that's the written rules. Equally constructive or equally destructive. And all of us have experienced examples of each. Each senator in this chamber holds the ability in his or her hands to bring this process to a grinding halt. What type of senator am I? And in what type of Senate do I serve? We'll answer those questions individually with our actions as we move forward in the coming days.